it is the summertime, but it seems like with Pirate Athletics, there's never a dull moment and never time off. And Bubba, this guy is one of our favorite guests. Glad to have him back on.
Yeah, Dave, before you know it, fall camp will be here, and we'll be headed up to the big house to watch the Pirates and Wolverines. But right now, I'm very excited to be joined by the executive director of the Pirate Club, Ryan Robinson. Ryan, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, man. Always enjoy chopping it up with you guys.
No doubt. By the way, I got to give you a major shout-out because it's amazing. But you guys had a record-breaking year with the Pirate Club. Very excited to talk about that. It's always great to be a Pirate, but it seems like I was talking to when we were talking to John with the interview that you guys inherited a lot of stuff, and we won't talk about the past, but it's like with that, COVID, and now you guys can finally, after, I know that you guys work a lot of hours, people may not believe that, but you guys do, and you guys are finally seeing the fruits of your labors, I think, this past year.
Yeah, you know, I give a lot of credit to John Gilbert. I mean, I got here January of 2019, and you know, one of the things John's really done is he stabilized the department. We have a great staff, support staff all the way through, and I think he kind of stabilized it. John, I think some people might you know, mistake his personality. He's low key, but man, he's got a big bark, and he, you know, he's not afraid to make hard decisions, tough decisions. And I know personally, he's doing everything in the best interest of ECU. And you're right, man. We went through, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic that affected everybody, affected our community, the country. And we've come out on the other side really well-positioned for success. And, you know, fundraising, we've set about every fundraising record you can set here. And that's a credit to, you know, the people listening to your show and all of our donors and alumni and friends. It's been really, truly remarkable to come out of the pandemic and see where we're at. And I get real excited because, you know, we're going into, you know, kind of a readjusted conference that is very competitive, very, very competitive. I don't think our fan base truly understands yet, you know, what these other schools are doing. They are out raising millions of dollars just like us because they want to get in this conference and they want to win and they want to be competitive. So I think you're going to see that over the next couple of years of some of these schools like a North Texas, like a Charlotte, a Texas San Antonio. They are all investing in their athletic programs at a record rate.
Ryan, one of the big points of emphasis over the last several months has obviously been the Pirates Unite capital campaign, between $21 and $22 million raised thus far. You have the historical gift with Van and Jennifer Isley back in late April, giving $5 million, and it will, of course, be the Isley Indoor Performance Center. And then here recently, you had another $1 million gift or thereabouts from Harold and Amanda Varner.
Yeah, you know, we've been extremely fortunate to have unbelievable people. I mean, if you've ever had the opportunity to meet Van and Jennifer Isley, they are truly two of the most humble people I've ever met. You know, we did an event for them that I think we pretty much had to force them because that's not why they gave the money. They believe in the mission. They believe in ECU Athletics. And yeah, I mean, right now we've had, you know, seven gifts over the last 13 months of $1 million or more, and, you know, three gifts over $2 million. So we're really pleased with where we're at in the campaign. I think we're right around $23 million, which, you know, of our goal of $60 million. But, you know, they are in different buckets. So, you know, when you really look at, you know, our multi-purpose indoor facility, you know, for us to be able to secure the naming rights for the field inside and for the building, that really helps us, pushes us forward. So right now, I mean, when you're looking at the indoor facility, you're probably talking about about $14 million that's been raised. probably closer to $15 million. So we still got some work to do. You know, I think that building will eventually cost between $22 and $24 million. So, and we knew going into that that we were going to have to raise every dollar before we put a shovel in the ground. So that's been our focus. And I am really pleased with where we're at. We need to have a strong finish to 2023. And, you know, hopefully, you know, in early 2024, we can put a shovel in the ground and build this thing pretty quickly.
Ryan, adding to that, we've talked about on our show ad nauseum about the fact there's a lot of, I know how the importance that you always talk about with the $100 donors, the $500 donors for the regular gifts, for their pledges a year, how important they are. There's a lot of them out there. But can you talk about the one things we talk about is people don't have to give them that we would love a lot of $1 million donors, but there's a lot of people out there. Maybe they can give $50 or $100. You guys are going to welcome that too, right?
Oh, yeah. No, and you know, right now we're at about 6% of Pirate Club members that have given to the campaign and in some capacity. And you want that number to go up. And I'll give you all an example. You know, our baseball building, expansion building, right now we've raised just over $4 million, which that building is probably a $6 or $7 million project. And I will tell you, and this is not a, I mean, this is just reality, but I would say of, I think about 3.8 million of that has come from 27 gifts. So, you know, 97% of that total has been from 27 gifts. Now, where we really need help is, you know, the $50 to $100, they help. They add up. I mean, just imagine if, you know, 50% of our Pirate Club donors were able to give, you know, $100. So we'll continue to emphasize that because I do think these facilities are going to make a difference. And it's not just facilities. I think if you ask some of our coaches, you know, women's soccer coach or lacrosse, what we've really been pushing is also the restricted funds for these certain sports. They're at a record number right now. We have sports that have more money in their restricted funds that they can use than they've ever had. But it's going to, you know, when we said Pirates Unite, it's because it is going to take everybody to get these done. But we get this indoor facility built. You come down Charles Boulevard and you're a recruit, it's a game changer. And you add that with the success of, you know, the NIL that we've had here at ECU, thanks to an unbelievable group of people at Team Boneyard and other businesses. This is a destination. Student athletes want to be here. You know, I just went down, was watching our basketball practice, and I'm amazed at how far we've come in a year just watching some of the talent that's on the floor, you know, whether it's Bobby Pettiford, you know, who came from Kansas, and there's something happening here at ECU, and we just need everybody to participate however they can.
Ryan, in addition to the Isley Indoor Performance Center and the baseball operations building and premium seating area down the left field line, I know you've had the opportunity to we've completed the auxiliary weight room, and that's been in use for some time now. And then you also had renovations going on to the swimming locker room and perhaps the pool. So where does that project stand?
Yeah, the swimming locker room is complete. We're still fundraising for it because there are some graphics and other things that, you know, we actually, you know, from an athletic department, we paid for the swimming locker room, so we're fundraising that. Obviously, really, the amount of funds that we can get from the swimming community for that project would be great. The big project that's going on right now is Minji's. They're going to start demolition next week on one side of Minji's where we'll have chairback seats, and just seeing the drawings, it is really going to change the way Minji's looks. I'm really excited about that. And you're right, Bubba. Every day I drive by the, you know, the Rogers Performance Center, the weight room, and, you know, you see student athletes in there. I can't tell you how the convenience factor that's helped, especially for, like, baseball. You know, I was there probably a couple months ago, and baseball, you know, they're practicing. They're able to walk right over, lift weights, go back to their locker room. They're not having to take a long walk. So there's a lot of really cool things going on. We're getting fixing the scoreboards right now at softball and at Johnson Stadium. And, you know, one of the things I'm excited about, if you've ever been in Harvey Hall, we're getting a new projector in Harvey Hall that was sorely needed. So there's a lot of good things going on. I think the next big one is this Minji's project that, you know, we're still raising money for. It's almost fully funded. So there's a lot exciting. And then eventually we're going to have to, you know, we're turning our focus to the teams building that you all seen. You know, we've run out of space there. You know, when we added lacrosse, I think it was 5 years, 6 years ago, didn't really account for, you know, adding another locker room in there. So that's going to have to be renovated. Don't really know the cost of that yet. So when we say $60 million, I mean, we're gonna have to raise it, and we will. Like I said, when you look after 13 months to be at $23 million, just very pleased, and to be honest with you, very fortunate that we have such an unbelievable donor and fan base.
And you talk about that convenience factor with the new auxiliary weight room. I know Big John Williams and his staff certainly appreciate that because of the task of scheduling what was then just the Murphy Center.
Yeah, you know, you get when school starts, everybody wants to work out at 6:30 in the morning. Well, it's just not possible with 16 sports. So it helps the scheduling, and Big John played a large role in how that weight room looks. And just, you know, when you look at recruiting, to be able to come up, you know, I hear this from recruits all the time, is how close everything is together here. You go to some other schools, it's like basketball. I just got done watching basketball practice. They were going right from the court to the weight room. Well, that takes 30 seconds. And if you're at baseball or you're at soccer or track, softball, I mean, you can practice, go right to the weight room, and we'll be right back to your locker. So it helps really with time management for our student athletes. But like I said, it's huge for recruiting, but it's huge for East Carolina. We should all be proud of these buildings. And I will tell you, when the Isley Indoor Performance Center comes up, you know, I've seen some of the drawings, and just when you pull up Charles Boulevard, you are going to know that you're here at the big time. And East Carolina is big time. You know, I think sometimes people talk about Group of Five, Power Six. I just know that I've been a lot of different places, and our facilities, if we continue to invest in them, are as good as anybody's.
You know, Ryan, Bubba and I were in Charlottesville, and really proud of the baseball team. Want to give a shout-out to Cliff Godwin right now and the whole team.
Yes.
And stuff. But it made me so proud to be at that stadium, and to the point where we were chanting purple and gold, and maybe it was just me, my hearing, I don't know, a rock and roll DJ for many years, but when we were chanting purple gold in that stadium, they turned the PA up louder to try to drown us out, and maybe I'm wrong on that, but it just made me proud to be a Pirate, our fan base, and just a lot of exciting things going on, including with Cliff Godwin talking about his facilities. We are so close. I mean, for us, if I had to write a check for $3 million, it would take a long time to get to $3 million. Maybe by the time I'm a senior citizen, but $3 million for the amount of people that we have in our fan base, going back to the $100 owners, I'm going to challenge our listeners, viewers, and all of Pirate Nation. We can knock that out in no matter of time. I mean, a small amount of time, but definitely by the end of this year, I'm very confident. Don't you think?
Yeah, you know, these gifts take time.
Yeah.
You know, the Van Isley, all these gifts take time. You know, when you ask somebody for a certain amount of money, that's not a decision you make in minutes. So we've got several big asks that are out there right now, and, you know, hopefully they'll come to fruition. But going back to Cliff, you know, it's really unbelievable. You know, four straight conference titles, five straight seasons, 40-plus wins. You know, 7 of 8 seasons under Cliff, we've gone to a regional. You know, John has said it before, but it's rarefied air. And I know we have a lot of baseball supporters that, yes, we'd love for them to support that project. And you have to remember, you know, these don't have to be one-time gifts. You know, they can be over a 3 or 4 year period. That's what a lot of these you know, gifts end up being. And then you turn around and you look at, you know, I was reading yesterday where Houston is going to the Big 12 and they've gotten their season ticket base up to 24,000. And that's remarkable. I think right now, you know, one of the main things is I want to make sure from a football standpoint that we continue to lead the conference. It'll be tight this year. Right now, you know, we're a little bit behind schedule. We're a little north of 13,000 season tickets. Last year we were ahead of schedule. I know we played NC State, but football season tickets, and all of our coaches in our athletic departments know that they are the lifeblood of our athletics department. And we've got to get that number. You know, we were about 15-7 last year. We've got to get that number really there and close to 16,000. It just makes a huge difference in the atmosphere, because I've said it to you guys before, selling that many single-game tickets is very, very difficult. So right now our focus from a Pirate Club and ECU Athletics, we just met this morning, is on football season tickets. We've got to really push the importance of that and see a major uptick in season tickets.
No doubt. And I was actually talking to Coleman Spain over the weekend, and Coleman said that we were a little over 13,000. I believe you may have referenced that number, but, you know, 2,900 shy of where we were a season ago. And with the success that this program's having, and it's clear that we're trending toward winning another conference championship, the Pirate Nation, we really have to step up.
Yeah, you know, obviously Coach Houston, man, what he's done. I'll tell you what I've been most proud of is Coach has – he stuck to his plan. He had a plan when he took over this job, and he knew it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, he knew it. First couple years it wasn't going to be easy, and he never got rattled. And one of the things he focused on was his culture. And now you're starting to see a group of young men that they don't think they can win. They really, truly believe they're going to win. And I think this year's team is exciting because you've got a little mix of young and experienced players. I see Jeremy Lewis around here, and he's leading these young guys. We got some great veterans. Mason is just engulfed in football right now. I mean, you see him here every day just wanting to get better. So I'm really excited about this football season. I think our fans should be too. The teams we got coming here, this conference, I saw the other day where I think Tulane and Texas San Antonio will most likely be in the top 20, top 25. So this is going to be some good football, and we're really going to need everybody to rally around this team. And you're going to hear some names probably that you didn't know that are going to play a major role on this team.
I'm very excited because I know when John got here and we had to hire Mike Houston, that was the guy we wanted. It's not like we had a decision in the process, but it was the football coach we wanted. Myself and Bubba and Kyle and a lot of people knew his track record and he could build a program. And considering, I remember when you and John allowed us to come in and we had that walkthrough, and considering that point to the point that we are now with the graphics and all the things on the wall, I tell people all the time that you guys, and then with Mike Houston, it's not even the same conversation. It shouldn't even be the same conversation where we were to where we are now. And when you look at, when you can see the growth in our program, and our program had, I said I was not going to talk about the past, but just looking at how we were like at the dead last to where we're headed towards, where we eventually will be a top 25. Who knows what's going to be this year? And when you look at, I'm very excited. I'll be there in Michigan and Ann Arbor. I know Bubba will as well. And we're looking forward to having that trip coming up in September. And hopefully we'll be able to get tickets. I know it's going to be, I know if everybody that I've heard says that they're going to Michigan, there's going to be a lot of purple in Michigan, Ryan, in September.
Oh yeah, we've got, you know, we still have tickets. We still have tickets remaining. People can call for Michigan tickets. We have done the tickets through priority. So, you know, the tickets you get now won't be, they're going to be in the ECU section. So, I think I would definitely call and get tickets. We think next week we're hoping that we will have a little bit of a idea, maybe this week, where we'll send out on Appalachian State tickets. I will tell you, you know, we've heard those tickets are going to be, I think, $130. So, you know, we'll work through that and get that. So, you know, we're not going to have as many tickets for App State. You're probably looking at less than 2,000. So that is going to be a very, very tough ticket, but I would look for that information to come out soon. But, you know, when you talk about the program, you talk about, you know, you talk about Mike, and, you know, you can't not talk about, you know, just with our women's basketball program. And Kim and Neil was kind of in the same fold of, hey, I got a plan. I'm going to stick to it. And, yeah, it wasn't great the first 3 years, but all of a sudden now you're 23-9, AAC Coach of the Year, second most wins in program history. And then, you know, you turn around and men's basketball, you know, has 16 wins, the most since 2013-14, and wins an AAC tournament game for the first time since 16-17. So, and, you know, you look at our lacrosse and soccer, softball, everybody, there's just a lot of momentum in our department, and we have a great group of coaches. And, you know, I would lay down for any of our staff, you know, our support staff. So, again, you look at football, it all works together. When football is successful, I will tell you, it makes the athletic department successful.
Ryan, before we transition over to the Pirate Club annual fund, I know the suites, the loge boxes, trade club seats, and the Williams Club level on the north side of Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium, that's gone very well. Bring Pirate Nation up to speed with where those items stand.
Yeah, you know, they have, you know, the towers right now, it's sold out. I think, you know, Williams Park Club is still a great place to sit. You know, we've tried to make changes over there, and, you know, right now we're on pace to probably sell more tickets than we've ever sold over there. And I think Bubba, the guy, you and I have talked about this, but that's what a lot of people want now is premium. And we're continuing to look for different ways for premium seats. And we will continue. I mean, obviously when I got here, there was talk of field side seats. I think makes me a little hesitant to do that right now for the reason is we have inventory of a lot of seats remaining. So you start adding all these different premium and, you know, you could have half a stands full. So we've got to make sure that, you know, our lower bowl is full and then as much as we can sell in the upper deck, because if we can average, you know, 37,000, 38,000, you know, 40,000 a game, that is a really good number. If you really look at attendance in college football, that is a really good number. So, but right now we've got to get to work on that to ensure that we can have that in 2023.
Ryan, as we bring it back to the annual fund, I had a question from one of our loyal viewers and listeners, Johnny Gardner, just asking as far as the Pirate Nation Gives, which was held a couple months back. And this year we raised, I want to say it was a little over $300,000.
Yeah, about $330,000.
But that annual 24-hour fundraiser, just say a little bit more about that. Is that toward the restricted funds?
Yeah, it was. You know, we made that decision because, you know, we have a lot of, yes, 16 sport programs here, and every one of these programs needs assistance. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier, you know, like for lacrosse now to have, you know, north of $60,000 to $70,000 in their restricted fund, you know, that plays a role. If they want to, you know, hey, we might want to do a trip somewhere, that helps them kind of supplement their budget. And volleyball, all these sports, and they really take a lot of pride in this Pirate Nation Gives. So I think we're going to continue to go down that route of, you know, really focusing on restricted funds for that. You know, and you look at our annual fund, you know, we're right around, you know, 6.7, 6.8. We'd like to get it up, you know, over 7 million. But I will tell you, you're not going to see a major increase in annual fund, and the reason being is all the different buckets of money that we are asking our donors to give to, you know, premium seating, annual fund, you know, now you've got campaign, and then you've also got another group that we fully support in Team Boneyard that is playing a vital role for student athletes. So I think our annual fund is going to stay right around that $6.5-7 million, which is a good number. I mean, scholarships right now are up to, you know, probably $8.8 million, I think was the last I looked, that we're paying annually for scholarships. Our university is such an unbelievable partner and helps us out. You know, athletic department doesn't move without the support of Chancellor Rogers and his staff. So feel really good about where we're at. You know, when you're doing a campaign, there are going to be some other areas that are, I don't want to say fall off, but you might see less money for that time period.
Now, Ryan, you certainly make a valid point there with Pirate Nation being pulled in so many directions.
Yes.
With the Pirates Unite, with the annual fund, with Team Boneyard. And with that being the case, that's kind of where what you referenced earlier in the conversation, the strength in numbers. You know, at one point back in 2008, we had, I want to say, 8,300 Pirate Club members. During the pandemic, that had dipped down into about 4,600, 4,700. But now, you guys' credit is at up approaching 6,000. And what would your message be to those folks who've maybe been on board in the past but haven't jumped back on the ship just yet? What would your message be to those individuals and the importance that they play? Because that's something that I know the power of one can go a long way.
Well, I'd say give us a chance. You know, I'll meet with anybody anytime. We have a staff here at the Pirate Club that will meet with anybody anytime. Give us a chance to get you back. And also give us a chance if you have a friend or a colleague or a coworker, give us a chance to meet with them, explain to them the importance of the Pirate Club. And I'll tell you, I deal with a lot of local businesses that they might be NC State fans, they might be Virginia Tech fans, but they're also in this community and they understand their business thrives off East Carolina, ECU. And when we have a football game here in town, the impact that has on all of our local businesses and the surrounding areas. Right now we have people that stay in hotels in Washington, all over. So all I ask is give us a chance, and it's an opportunity for you to give back that to a place that's maybe helping your business. So, and we have those conversations all the time. You know, we have some great donors that, to be honest with you, Bubba, they don't even come to football games, but their businesses are impacted when all these people come to Greenville, so they feel the need to give back. And that's awesome, to be honest with you. That is really cool when that happens. But really, you know, it's not the amount of money. It's just being engaged, and whatever you can support, it makes a difference. I see it daily. You know, with Team Boneyard, it plays such a large role in helping our student athletes. You know, it gives them a right with their name, image, and likeness. I love seeing the social media posts from our student athletes about various businesses, because I look at that business and say, hey, man, I appreciate you playing a role. And it does. It takes everybody. If we're going to get where we want to go, and I just don't think we should set any limits on what East Carolina can do. You know, you look at last year, Florida Atlantic playing in the Final Four. Are you kidding me? You know, if you look at a school like Florida Atlantic, they didn't fly charter all season long. Not one charter flight. You know, we are fortunate here at ECU where our men's and women's basketball teams, they fly charter. So we can do things that I think some people might think are impossible. I don't believe that. I've been in Greenville for 4 years, and I don't want to leave here because I see the opportunities that exist when we're all pulled in the right direction. I think of the NC State game, the South Carolina game. I think it was the Tulane football game a couple years ago, where there's nothing like Dowdy Ficklin Stadium, the purple gold chance, but just everybody pulling in the right direction. And, again, I credit our fans. I credit John Gilbert for leading us all there. But let's just all come together, man. Let's just do the impossible. because we can do it here. We have the coaches. We have the student athletes to do something special.
You and your staff, and Danielle, Blaze, et cetera, have done an excellent job of when these gifts have been made, and you know, whether it's an individual or business, like you just referenced, in the community, of getting that on social media, as those individuals have allowed you to do. And then kind of shifting gears to another concern that has been expressed to me by this has been donors of 30 or 40 years that have given tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. They've expressed a concern regarding the Pirate Club in the age of donors. Obviously, if individuals give more, as they age, they're going to be able to give more. But just getting those young grads into the fold and as they move throughout their 20s.
Well, I will tell you, Bubba, when all the conversations I had with Harold Varner were really centered around that. He was talking about his gift. He said, I hope this will inspire some of that, younger generation to kind of understand the importance of giving back. So that is something that's always been on Harold's mind. Yeah, you always got to get younger. We've got right now it's been really cool to see some of the gifts that have come in. You look at like Bill Clark Holmes, you look at Lance and Heath Clark, what they've done for this department is, this athletic department, it's amazing. And they are, ECU guys through and through with Hunter and obviously their dad Bill, but we're continuing to do that. And you mentioned Danielle, and I think Danielle's done a really good job with getting our letter winners back engaged. And I urge any letter winner, call Danielle. Let her talk to you about the EC Club. And all I've heard is stories from other student athletes once we kind of got back that going of coming to an event, running into a former teammate, a former friend. But I've been really impressed with that EC Club. You're right, Bubba, you've got to have a good mix. Because one of the things you can't do is just rely on a certain group of donors all the time. And that's what I want to make sure we're not doing as a Pirate Club. And if you've noticed, John and I have been very transparent. I know some other departments, if they felt like they were trailing behind in season ticket sales, they wouldn't throw that out there. But we want to be transparent. We want to let everybody know where we're headed, where we're going. We'll continue to, get out on the streets, push the message. But again, sometimes it's a simple conversation that we're happy to have with anybody. I urge anybody to call the Pirate Club, and I would definitely be happy to speak to them.
And, Ryan, as we're wrapping this up, when you said different buckets of money, I would tell people, there's some people I've talked to and I get the feedback of, and I won't throw any names out there, but they'll say, there's no way in the world I'm giving to NIL, and they just go off about it. They don't understand the significance of it. And Henry and Hank Hinton have done a great job, and others with Team Boneyard. But what I try to explain to them is I want to win. So there's different areas that we can – there's different areas. It's like church or any other organization. There's some people that want to be missionaries or some people that don't. That's fine. Some people say, well, I'll give to you instead of going on a mission trip. I don't want to do it. Well, that's the same way with us. There's some people that get facilities, so they give to Pirates Unite. There's some people that just want a general fund. That's fine. There's some people that restrict your fund or NIL. So I would encourage everyone, instead of just like being anti-NIL or anti, like, oh my gosh, we're having to give it to so many different areas, just focus on the area that you're comfortable with.
Yeah, no, I couldn't say any better. There's a lot of different buckets right now. And again, this place is special, man. It's I'm out in this community every day, whether it's, I love playing golf. So I've got a group of probably 30 or 40 guys that I play with on a regular basis. Some are Pirates, some aren't. But I will tell you, every one of those 30 or 40, they know about the Pirate Club because I'm going to preach the message of importance. But the other side of that, too, is, we understand if you're not able to, but the biggest thing, too, is just staying engaged and spreading the message. Obviously, we got you know, what, six staff members over here. It's hard to reach all 6,000 people. You know, we try to via email and phone call, but it's hard. So we really need everybody to kind of serve a role of spread the message of ECU athletics. And I can't tell how many people in the last couple of years I've talked to that says, man, I came back to ECU for the first time. I can't believe the Town Bank Tower. I can't believe what you've done at Williams Clark Club, or, you know, where these facilities are. So spread the message. Get people to our campus. It's on us to show them a good time. But, again, it's a special place. I can't reiterate enough that our fans have to understand this place is elite. You know, somebody told me a long time ago, the big time is where you're at right now. And this is the big time. And we've got to continue to invest. If we'd have waited for Mike Houston to win a bowl game before we started investing, we would be way behind everybody in our conference. But we've been fortunate that we've been able to invest along the way, and we've got to continue to do that with all our sports.
No doubt. Ryan, thank you so much. I know that you're very busy. You stopped what you're doing and did the interview with us. We appreciate it as always. I hope you have a great summer, and hopefully we can have you back before the season starts with football.
No, I appreciate you both. Appreciate everything you all do, and enjoy listening to your show. Anything I can do, please let me know.